5-0 the score as the Dragons trail. As they head to the dish here in the bottom of the third inning, Nick Anastas, Tom Nichols with you. Dragons looking for their first win at home in the month of July. They've lost six straight, a seventh consecutive loss would be the longest in franchise history. So a lot of motivation here for Dayton, who have not gotten off to a good start. Cedar Rapids leading 5-0. Fastball, strike called. And that is how we begin things in the bottom of the third inning. Alex Oliveras, the left-handed hitter, watching that ball clip the corner. And he falls behind 0-1. Was the deal from Pena. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Oliveras chasing the changeup and is now behind 0-2. Oliveras means Gregorius. Hitters 9-1 and 2 for the Dragons. The 0-2 in the dirt. 1-2. Alex Oliveras played well in the Dragons' win on Sunday. That was their last game. Monday night was rained out after it started. Here's the 1-2 outside. Fastball well off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. 5-0 is the Cedar Rapids lead. But Oliveras went 2-for-4 with a couple driven in on Sunday. He's played well over the last three or so weeks. As this one's fouled back, and it's 2-2. But Alex, who hails from Caguas, Puerto Rico, has had an up-and-down year. Just 244 through 60 games, three homers, 21 RBI. 5-0 Cedar Rapids. They've out-hit the Dragons thus far, 9-2. 2-2 pitch, pumped way up, playable, shallow left field. Calling for it is the left fielder, Bass, and he makes the grab for out number one. So Oliveras retired. And there's one down now in the bottom of this third inning. 5-0 Cedar Rapids. Colonel starter Ariel Pena has gone through the Dragons' order once, has allowed just two hits, and has kept Dayton off the scoreboard. 5-0 as we go back to Andrew Means, the Dragons' leadoff hitter. First pitch, swing and a miss. That's 0-1. Looks like a high changeup there. Means is 0-for-1. Tried to bunt his way on board back in the first inning, but was thrown out. Here's the 0-1. Change up, outside. One ball, one strike. Sellout crowd, but a quiet one tonight. First of three between the Colonels and Dragons. First of nine straight at home for Dayton. Here's a curve. This one is hit fair down the third base line. Now it's ruled foul. Home plate umpire Javier Cantu put an end to that. As I believe he says it hit the line immediately after it was hit by Means. It was a bouncer down the third base line, and although it was fielded fair near the third base bag, it was ruled foul before it got there. So 1-2 with one out, bottom of this third inning. Crowd trying to get behind Means. Jamie Walczak continuing to get loose in the Dragons' pen. Here's the 1-2 from Pena. This one is slapped foul off the third base side. Still 1-2. Well, the infield covered in shadow now. We're past 8 o'clock local time. All of left field is in the shade as well. Most of center. The lone part of the field still in the sunlight is right field. And it's proved tricky to feel fly balls hit towards right field sometimes, especially at this time of night with the sun setting. Here's the 1-2, and heads up. That hit Means right in the gut. Means shaken up. Means hunched over, head down, and is now apparently okay as he gets up and is trotting his way towards first base. The crowd letting him know that they approve. Means as tough as they come, a former standout wide receiver at the University of Indiana. But you can tell he is shaken up. That ball hit him right in the stomach. For First base coach Chris Baker, who just joined the Dragons over the weekend, speaking with Means, who is still crunched over, by the way, has both hands on his knees. Now off the bag at first base, and here comes Tyler Steele, the Dragons trainer, sprinting his way over to first base from the home dugout and is now having a word with Means. 5-0 the score with one out in the bottom of this third inning, the Dragons trail. Well, mark your calendars for the third annual Great American Beer Tasting, brought to you by Budweiser and Heidelberg Distributing. This year's event is taking place on Saturday, July 31st from 2 to 4 o'clock. That's p.m., obviously, at Fifth Third Field. Tickets are now on sale at the Dragons box office. Visit DaytonDragons.com for more information. One out means okay. And we're ready to resume as Didi Gregorius, the left-hander, stands in. First pitch swung on, popped up. Foul ground behind home plate, giving it a look, Jimenez, and the catcher will not get there before it lands in the third row behind the visitor dugout. A long, loud strike against the Dragons' number two hitter, Didi Gregorius. 0-1 the count. 5-0 Colonels. The speedy Andrew Means on first base. Means can flat-out fly. And we'll see if manager Tom Benzinger wants to go ahead and give him a green light. He has a team-high 17 stolen bases. Fastball high and outside, and Gregorius takes ball one. One ball, one strike. One out, bottom of this third inning. It is 5-0 Cedar Rapids. First of three between these two. It's the only meeting of the season between Dayton and Cedar Rapids. Pitch out high. Means will run. The throw to second is not in time. He slides feet first, got that left foot under the tag attempt. Shortstop John Karsich not happy with second base umpire Chris Gwynn. In fact, had a word for Gwynn. But that's the right call there. It looked like Means beat it, not by much, but he did get in there. And has his 18th stolen base of the season. So Dayton now, for the second time tonight, a runner in scoring position, trying to get on the board, trailing 5-0. 2-1, pitch, swing and a miss. Gregorius chased the fastball low and away, and the count now even at 2-2. Five runs, still the deficit, but the Dragons trying to cut into that. At least get on the board and break the ice. Means takes a lead off the bag at second, and now time is called by the home plate umpire, Abir Kansu, as Gregorius steps out of the box. He has the green batting gloves. He's going to readjust those. Get back into the box with that wide-legged stance. Pena gives a look at Means. Fires a pitch. It swung on and fouled back off the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Pena hits 90 on the radar gun with the fastball for the first time tonight. One out in the bottom of this third inning. The Dragons have their RBI leader in the on-deck circle. That's Henry Rodriguez. Still early in this game here. Bottom of the third. Plenty of time for Dayton to get back into this ball game. One run at a time is the mentality. Here's the 2-2. Sharply hit liner. And that's foul off the right field line. It lands in the lawn section that surrounds the right field corner. That lawn section is mobbed right now. In fact, all three lawn sections flooded with Dragons fans. Another sellout on hand. Two balls, two strikes. Gregorius in a lengthy at-bat will foul this one off. This time off the third base side. It'll take a bounce off the roof. Still 2-2 with one out. Bottom of this third inning. A base hit could score Andrew Means from second base. Means has that kind of speed. Infield playing deep for the Colonels. Two balls, two strikes. Pena kicks, deals. Swung on. Fly ball. Hit deep to left center, but not deep enough to his right. Center fielder Matt Long makes the catch for the out. Means stays at second, and there's two away. So after a lengthy at-bat for Didi Gregorius, he is retired in center field. Didi now 0-2. And there's two away in the bottom of this third inning. Still 5-0 Colonels. Means still on second for the Dragons. And here comes their best hitter, Henry Rodriguez. Henry, the lone all-star selection for the Dragons. He has one of the two Dayton hits in this ballgame. That was a double off the center field fence. Back in the first inning, he was left stranded after stealing third. Here's the first pitch to the switch hitter. Standing in from the left side, he looks at it, ball one, outside. Off the corner, the curveball misses. Henry Rodriguez has now hit successfully in 27 of his last 30 games. Swing and a miss, chase the fastball, it's 1-1. 5-0 Colonels, but the Dragons looking to get on the board, a man in scoring position. In fact, their fastest player at second base, Andrew Means. One ball, one strike to Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, fastball in the dirt, 2-1. Rodriguez really keeps that open stance. He's leading with his right foot. He'll keep that pointed towards first base. So he's got his body almost facing the pitcher. Keeps the bat almost above the head behind him. Small guy at only 150 pounds, but he does have some pop. Leads the Dragons in RBI. Runner goes, swing, and a foul ball. This one in the stands off the third base side, and it's two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the third. Dragons trying to cut into this 5-0 lead. These two teams will continue their three-game series, the only series of the season between these two. That'll come your way tomorrow night. 7 o'clock start, a 6:30 pregame here on 1410. And then the finale is Friday night. Mark Neal will join me up here in the booth. Two balls, two strikes. Pena will deal, swing, slap foul again off the third base side. The lights are on, by the way, here at Fifth Third Field. We still have about an hour of sunlight remaining. But the shadows are now long. It's that gloomy type of feeling. Not the greatest visibility. Kind of halfway between light and dark, but it's a time of game the batters just need to fight through. Henry Rodriguez trying to do that and put the Dragons on the board. It's 2-2 with two outs. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Karsich, easy throw, and it's made to first base to retire the side. So the Dragons do not score. No hits. They leave a man stranded in scoring position. And after three innings, trail Cedar Rapids by a score of 5-0. Top of the order on the way for the Colonels. We're brought to you by Enterprise Roofing and Sheet Metal on 1410 ESPN Radio.